Welcome to the Breakthrough Success Podcast, helping you achieve that breakthrough you've always been looking for in your business. And now your host, Mark Guberti.
Hello and welcome. I am your host, Mark Guberti, and this is the podcast for marketers and small business owners who are looking for the breakthrough for their businesses. I'm very excited about this show. We are going to discuss how to sell over 2 million books with our guest, Adam Hoge. Adam has self-published 100 books so far with a focus on religion, such as his bestseller, The 7 Most Powerful Prayers That Will Change Your Life Forever. So 100 books, I mean, hundreds of them at this point. I mean, I don't even know how many at this point. That's quite a lot of books. So I'm sure that we all wanted to hear how he wrote all of these books and managed to get 2 million sales. So without any further ado, it is my pleasure to welcome Adam to the show.
Hi, thank you, Mark, for having me here today.
My pleasure, Adam. I really like stories like yours because when most people think about selling millions of books, they think about coming to a publisher and getting them to help out with distribution, but you did it as a self-published author. And I ask everyone who comes on my show, like, why do you pursue this particular course of action? So I ask you, what got you started as a self-published author?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I guess I can shorten it up. I had gone through a medical crisis back in 2011, where a stress-related illness caused me some heart problems that forced me into an early retirement. And previous to that, I'd been kind of poking at a book that I was writing for years. So now that I was forced to be a stay-at-home dad with little to do, I decided to put my extra time to good use, and I went ahead and I finished writing that book. I didn't really think about getting it published or not. It wasn't really a decision for me. I heard of the success people had on Kindle Direct Publishing, so I figured, you know, I'd just give it a shot and see if it'd work. And if it did, you know, that's great. I could touch some lives with my book because I was putting together a religious book and I just wanted to touch some lives with it. And that was really my main goal. I wasn't trying to sell a bunch of books or I wasn't even looking forward to a certain level of success. It kind of just crept on up on me over time, really.
So at the beginning, you didn't really think about succeeding. You were more focused on, I want to get this book out there so more people can see it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. And ironically, that's how book sales work. When you write something like I'm writing, I'm just trying to touch lives. In order to do that, I need to put it in front of more eyes. When you want to sell any product, whether a book or anything, you have to put it in front of more eyes. The more people that see it, the more sales you're going to get.
So once you start accumulating these sales and you start to see that it's a business, you're making revenue, what prompted you to continue writing books? So what specifically attracted you towards that as opposed to looking at these other options for making revenue? I mean, I know that you do have multiple streams now, but what at that moment of time made you focus on writing the books?
Well, in the beginning, it really wasn't about the revenue for me, even as I started to make more money.